Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
When last we visited Murondoy, Ignatius warned Shelley not to have Pepper visit the home as she was friendly with Simon. Alexis told Brian that she would not tell Malachi what happened between the two of them as they were both guilty. Denzel visited and told her he hoped that Malachi would not break her heart. Patsy told Ignatius that she saw Shelley and Toddy chatting, inferring that they were having an affair. He got home and told Shelley that in future, if she needed to speak to Toddy, she would have to call him. As we return, Pepper is visiting Shelley.
The Voice of Guyana has programming for...
Pepper girl, if Ignatius come home and see you here, it's problems. He don't tell me that he don't want you come back here.
Shelley, your husband is a real crass, you know. It's why do he?
He think he's a bad influence.
Well, good.
You could imagine Ignatius, though. He running around with all kind of woman. But I go out with my friend Toddy one time, and it's a problem.
It's so some men stay, the one for have the cake and eat it too. But when you try the same stunt, it's a problem.
Well, girl, Ignatius ain't know what he do. He ain't know what he do. I play nice with Ignatius for too long. It's done.
Does me, girl.
And it gonna happen right under your nose.
Now you talking.
Imagine, I change me life for he. Settle down to be a good and faithful wife. And he wanna run around the place and treat me like a dog. I done, Pepper. Finish.
To celebrate, let me go out.
I done for though. and are staying out all night.
We could invite Marl and Catalina.
Yeah, you know Catalina ain't gonna go away with me. And most likely, Marl, she may can't make it.
Well, Catalina gonna come. You watch. Tonight, we gonna have some fun.
Good. And I ain't telling Ignatius nothing.
All right. Let me call Catalina now.
I'll go in and get a drink.
Bring me a beer.
Good.
Hello?
Hi, girl.
Hey, Pep, what's going on?
Girl, we're going out tonight. It's long we ain't had a girl's night out. What do you mean by oh? You got to loosen up a bit, Catalina.
Shelly gonna be there.
Why? You ain't want she there?
Peppy, you know I don't speak to her.
Oh man. It's not time y'all put it behind y'all.
No. If Shelly gonna be there, I ain't coming.
Well, I was planning to invite she is.
Well, I'm out.
No, wait.
Peppa what?
I'm gonna go out with Shelly another day. It can just be me and you.
And you ain't bringing Simon, right?
How are we gonna bring Simon if it's a girl's night out?
Alright, well, good.
I'm gonna call you back later and tell you where we're going.
Alright, babe, it's good.
What she say?
She come in.
Even though you tell her I gonna be there?
Man, I tell she's time y'all put it behind y'all.
Oh.
So prepare to have a wonderful night.
Yes, girl, I need it.
Cheers!
Eva?
Hi, Daddy.
What are you doing playing in the backyard here all alone?
It's nice and breezy out here, Daddy. And it's good for me to be in the yard.
Yeah, that's true. I never really come at the back here. I should do that more often.
Yes, you have a beautiful backyard, so you really should.
I'll make the effort from now on.
Good.
What are you constructing here?
I was trying to make a model of a landfill.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's really interesting, you know. Most people don't think about what happens to our garbage.
Yeah, that's true.
So you see what I built here?
Explain it to me.
Okay, this is the person's home.
Right.
And this is the garbage they accumulate.
And I see you have two bins here.
Yes, of course. We have to separate the garbage, organic and inorganic.
And what happens after you separate?
You see here, we have our compost heap.
Ah, that's what that is.
Yes, so all the organic waste is going to go into that.
Okay, and what happens to the inorganic?
The waste collectors are here.
Those little stick men?
Yes, Daddy.
What are they doing?
They are picking up all the inorganic waste and putting it into the compactor truck.
Interesting.
We have to respect the garbage collectors, you know, Daddy.
I agree.
It's not a job that everyone can do.
That's so true.
But it just goes to show that everyone has a place in society. And if we have no garbage collectors, we would be in a lot of trouble.
Indeed.
Because number one, we have to make our own way to the landfills. And number two, more people would burn their garbage. And you know that's bad for the environment.
I know. Okay, so the garbage collectors here have collected the garbage. So show me where the landfill is.
Right over here. This big space right here.
Oh, wow.
And Daddy, you know what happens when the garbage trucks get to the landfill?
No, what?
They have to weigh the trucks and see how much garbage they are carrying.
Oh, really? I honestly didn't know that.
That's why I read so much. You learn a lot.
I will keep that in mind.
They weigh the trucks so that they can monitor how fast the landfill is filling up.
Now that makes sense.
And after the trucks are weighed, the garbage is emptied into a designated area. Mine is right here.
I see.
Then they would spread out the waste and use a waste compactor to compact it. This is to make sure that they are using the space well. It's so interesting, yeah, Daddy? I'm sure most people don't even think about their garbage once it leaves their house.
You know what I believe?
What?
If more people knew about this, they might be more encouraged to generate less garbage that would end up in the landfills. Because the landfills don't last forever.
That's right. Some landfills may be around for 20 or 30 years. Or sometimes they have to close down that one and open a new one.
So tell me, how long will your landfill last?
Maybe it will last a while.
It's so nice seeing y'all playing like this.
Hi, Mommy.
How long have you been standing there, Joy?
Long enough.
Hmm.
Lunch is ready if you're ready to eat, Eva.
Oh, yes. I'm starving.
All right. Go wash your hands and eat.
Okay, Mommy.
She's very creative.
Yes, she is.
You don't think this is nice, Simon?
What exactly?
Having Eva here, both her parents in the same house.
Well, yeah, it is nice.
And it's good for her development.
Well, whether you guys are here or not, I am a part of her life.
Yeah, but these last few weeks, she seems so much happier. And that's because she's getting to see you every day.
What are you getting at, Joy?
Look, I know the first time, me and you didn't work out. But I think both of we at a more mature stage now.
What are you getting at, Joy?
Simon, you know I always love you, eh?
Look, Joy, that's water under the bridge. You and I have both moved on.
Mm-mm. So you're saying we ain't got a chance?
I have a girlfriend.
We all know that ain't gonna last.
Oh, so you just waiting for it to fail?
Seriously? You would wander with a woman like that for a long time? She goes by the name of Pepper. That alone should tell you a lot.
I don't judge people by their past.
Well, I don't want that around my child for she turn a bad influence on evil. You got a good woman right in front of you.
When are you expecting the repairs in your house to be finished?
Like you ready for put your child on the street?
No, Joy.
I know you're heartless to other people, but your own child?
I never said anything about putting you out.
What else I supposed to think when you ask me when me house gonna done repair, eh? It means you want me to leave.
Joy, it was just a simple question.
No, I know what I got for do. Imagine, you would put your own picnic on the road. I never know why to see on you.
This woman is a total nutcase.
Girl, the music's popping in here. Look at the man.
Pepper, I think I want to go home with somebody tonight.
Shelly?
Oh gosh, as far as I'm concerned, tonight I am not a married woman.
Boy, well, cheers to that.
Yeah. Can you lie to me?
Oh, hi, Catalina.
I thought you said Shelly wasn't going to be here.
Look, I just want us to have a good time like we used to back in the days.
Look, you gotta realize that things have changed. And it's no sense you forcing a relationship between me and Shelly.
Kathleen, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. Look how many times I apologize to you. At this point, nothing else I could do.
I'm really sorry I get so dressed up to come out here and only having to go back home. You're wrong for do this, Pepper.
Kathleen, please.
No, you and Shelly could have a good time. But don't try inviting me nowhere with she there.
Nonsense. So you can just go? Kathleen, wait, man.
Why you don't let a woman go along, Shelly? If this how she want it, then so be it.
No, man, Shelly. We come a long way, and I ain't gonna stand by and watch me two friends continue this. By hook or by crook, the two of y'all gonna talk back.
Good luck.
Kathleen, wait.
So you gonna left me? I don't know why she don't leave the woman alone. Ooh, my. Well, what have we here? Hey, gorgeous. Wanna buy me a drink?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.